Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, coming up next hour, we are going to get Congressman Jason Smith on the phone. Of course, in Missouri's 8th Congressional District, and there are some new numbers out from the Congressional Budget Office on what's going on with the price tag on some of the executive actions that President Biden has put in place. I mean, when you rule by administrative fiat, because of course you can't get anything done in Congress, that's what happens. Somebody's got to pay the bill. So we're going to talk to Jason Smith about that, and of course I also want to talk to him about this gun legislation that passed, that's been heralded by, you know, Senator Blunt and Cornyn and others who supported it on the Republican side. Effectively, what difference has it made?
Yeah, and how is it above what Illinois has? I mean, how is it deeper than where Illinois goes, and what are they facing this week?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, what's it going to do?
Well, that's true. I'll be interested in getting Congressman Smith's opinion on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes in the 8 o'clock hour. So be sure and stay tuned for that. Now, what I've talked to you about a number of times on this show is the impact that the pandemic had on our classrooms. Obviously, that was an issue in the last round of school board elections here this spring. And we saw some turnover in some of these districts who wanted to send somebody to the school board who might stand up and put their hand up at a school board meeting and say, wait a minute, I have a question about this. What it did was kind of pull the veil back a little bit, in my opinion. And I've invited, I was reading Chris Arthur's Peterson's post on Facebook one day, and I reached out to her and said, I would love to have you come on and tell your story. And we've got her on the phone this morning. And Chris, thank you for giving me a few minutes. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Mark.
You know, just to point out, you have now stepped away from teaching after 21 years as an educator, most recently there in the Columbia Public Schools, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And that was not an easy decision for you, because in talking to you, I picked up on that passion that you brought to your job trying to educate kids. What was the final straw for you?
Yeah, you know, I think that it was multi-layered, and it's changes within the system that are, I would say, focused on academic rigor and behavioral expectations for our schools were the two. No, I apologize. There are three factors. So those two, academic rigor has been almost removed in too many of our classes. Two, the behaviors of the kids are out of control with very few expectations for decency even. And then the third would be, I guess, the aggressive nature of some of the parents who would rather attack and blame teachers for things that really fall into the realm of parenting.
You know, that's long been a problem because the ability to bring discipline to the classroom has been gone for a number of years. I substitute taught 25 years ago in the district that I went to school in Ohio, and I could even see it then where there was less accountability for discipline problems than there was when I was a student, certainly. And I know it's got to be a lot worse now.
I've spoken to several educators who've been long-time retired who have said the same thing.
Yeah. I know another thing that you brought up to me is, and I don't know any better way to describe it than really a dumbing down of the academic requirements in the classroom. Maybe you can explain to people what you saw in terms of a reduction in curriculum and then the change in the grading system.
It's ridiculous. You know, Mark, since our conversation, I've been doing a little digging, and because I want answers as well. I'm a parent. As to why the district is so absolutely fixated on this particular SRG grading system that they're implementing here.
Yes.
And the only thing that I can walk away with is that we are graded, every school district, public school district, is graded by the state. So that would be through DESE.
Yes.
And they during my time getting my master's in education administration, one of the things that we look at and talked about at great length were the ways that your district is measured by academic performance, graduation rates, attendance, et cetera. And those DESE scores mean something, and they also affect the tax dollars.
Sure.
So to have fantastic programs, to hire great teachers, and be able to pay them and keep them, you've got to have the money to do so. So those two areas are tax dollars from your community, and then, of course, the money we get from the state and the feds. So to do and bring up some of these numbers, in my opinion, they're finding ways to get more students through the system.
Yes.
Whether they're learning or not, in order to help those things. So one of the big things, and here's some very specific stuff that occurred. One is that we, right before the pandemic, we were sent home in March of, I believe, what, 2020? It feels like it's been forever.
Yes.
And then we started working in the summer in order to prepare for the next year because it didn't look like there was any way we were going back to the classroom the very first semester. So we were told at the district level to cut curriculum and redesign it so that we can learn how to teach virtually, teach our kids how to teach virtually, and still keep them forward moving.
And they cut curriculum by 40%. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, we did.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
My department, I spoke to the math department, some members of the math department, and they said something along the lines of 30%.
So Chris, before I run out of time here, I want to get to, yeah. I don't mean to jump ahead, but I want to get to the NHIs, to the change in how things were graded for assignments not turned in, correct?
Correct. Well, that was the big thing for me. That's when I ended I couldn't support it any longer. So we cut the curriculum, and we were told at the end of the year we were not going to be adopting that curriculum back. That we were only going to be teaching the essential curriculum, these fancy words. And I said, well, we were teaching the essential curriculum, and we cut it. As well as the next year. So we were dealing with less curriculum. And two, when we started the school year, last school year, the 21-22, we were told at the end of one of our training days, at about the last 5 minutes, that the NHIs and absent codes would be 50% credit, that we will no longer give kids a zero.
Wow.
That's what I said. So I ran the numbers on paper, and that means a student earning a 30% traditional is now going to get 60% and pass the course and earn credit. Now, any student that earns credit for a course can proceed on to the next level.
Right. Unprepared.
That's with 30% maybe of the knowledge. I had a study hall, and my job was to look at kids' grades and support them, lead them to tutors, help them, guide them, etc. I had a student who had a 19% real grade, but really because of the NHI factor, she had a 63%.
So she passed.
Oh yeah.
That's a, that I'm the so in other words, you were a Spanish teacher, correct? Are a Spanish
teacher. Yeah.
You are. You're an instructor in that. So that would mean passing somebody out of Spanish 1 and into Spanish 2, which is considerably harder, completely unprepared for what's coming up.
Yes. And the other factor is we're taught, Mark, in education that we've got to meet our kids where they are.
Yes.
Well, what that means essentially is we have to deal with their level and try to bring them up. Well, there were a number of situations where a very talented athlete would end up in my Spanish 2 class with zero foundation in Spanish 1. And I was told if they didn't pass my class, they would no longer be able to play their sport and potentially lose the ability to play at the college level. So,
So
I was given a level of expectation or stress or what have you to get these kids to that level, and no way to really do that, avenue. And generally these kids that perform at that slowest level are kids that don't engage in the process of learning.
Wow. Chris Arthur Peterson is my guest. She's a teacher who just decided to step away from the profession because of some of this. Chris, I am up against the clock here, but I do want to ask one final question. For people in my listening audience who clearly aren't in the Columbia public school system, do you have any knowledge of, or do you suspect that some of this same stuff is going on in our local districts here?
Oh, there's without question. Absolutely. Absolutely. The biggest thing, Mark, is that people are not supporting teachers. We have families that aren't supporting teachers. We have districts who aren't supporting teachers. And then they're not paying attention at that upper district level. And I believe that the district often makes the conversation murky to make it difficult for parents to understand what's really going on.
To challenge it, yeah.
Correct, in order to challenge it. Because my post, Mark, was because I was telling people in my world, in my personal community, that I was leaving something that many of them knew me through.
Right.
I didn't ever mean for that post to go viral as it did. So I was happy and alarmed all at the same time that people cared. I was happy they cared, but I was also alarmed at the attention that my community was going to give me, because I don't want the personal attention or the negative attention. I want our community to show up at school board meetings, and I want them to ask what's going on. I want you to ask your teachers to see what's happening.
Sure.
We can't be everything. There's a very intense imbalance where the teacher is expected to do everything and the kids and the families have very, very little responsibility in that relationship that really only works when both are engaged.
It's true. Chris, you know, I appreciate you speaking out, and I'm sure that your post went viral because there are so many educators who have experienced this but who are still teaching and can't afford to have their voice heard for fear of repercussions. So thank you so much for giving me some time this morning on the radio.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate
you.
Yeah, you're doing
a great service for everyone in the sound of our voice this morning, and we certainly appreciate it. Yeah. Chris Arthur Peterson's there, and she was a teacher in the Columbia Public Schools there in Rockbridge until just the end of this last school year when she stepped away for the reason she just explained. Let me get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.